Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 331, and it's the fifth part of our series on Psalm 27, One Thing I Ask. If you haven't already done so, you might want to listen to the first episode, which covers some of the background on this amazing, wonderful psalm. Now on to today's verse, which is verse 4 of Psalm 27. For me, it's the core of the psalm. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. One thing I ask, this only do I seek. As F.B. Meyer said of this verse, the men, and I think he meant women as well, writing in his time, the men of one idea are irresistible. The arrowy stream will force its way through the toughest soil. See that all the prayers, incidents, and circumstances of life subserve one intense purpose. String all the beads on one thread. When the eye is single, the whole body is full of light. Can we get this one thing right? One thing he asks for, this only does he seek. And hearing David say, one thing I want, you might expect him to say something connected with reclaiming his status as king, if this is the incident when Absalom ousted him. Reclaiming his status, reclaiming his wife, his livelihood, his citizenship. But no, his priority is something different. Calvin made a comment about this verse. He said, although David was banished from his country, despoiled of his wife, bereft of his kinsfolk, and dispossessed of his substance, yet he was not so desirous for the recovery of these as he was grieved and afflicted for his banishment from God's sanctuary and the loss of his sacred privileges. This is what captures David's heart right now. Not his fears, not his anxiety about the future, but his desire to be close to God. Can you see how active, how very active he is in this? He's asking. The word seek is in here twice. He wants to dwell. He wants to gaze. That word dwell is significant. It's the word in Hebrew used of a married couple who've set up house together. And that's how David's thinking of this. You, me, God, together in this house. Figuratively, he's praying that he may dwell in the house, God's house, in the temple. There is a connection, of course, for him with the physical temple or tabernacle. But I'm not sure that he's necessarily physically wanting to be in that spot, although that would be encouraging for him. But it's more that he's looking to be close with God. He's seeking that state of blessedness, of knowing and sensing and being confident that he's in God's favor. One of the ways to really enjoy our Christian life is to learn how to dwell. Learn how to dwell with God in an ongoing fashion. It's like when God's presence and his tone of voice that's with us is a bit like an earworm when you can't get a song out of your head. It's an underlying state. It's almost subconscious. It's like when a married couple or a family or good friends know what each other is thinking. And that comes from many hours together, the sharing of hearts. See, our awareness of God is not meant to be coagulated into small spaces of each day or week, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, Sundays when we gather with everybody else. No, it's meant to be a constantly running stream. That's where we're desiring. That's what we're desiring, isn't it? It's what we're aiming at in our times of quiet with God, that these will feed into this constantly running stream of awareness of God throughout the day. David wants to gaze on the Lord's beauty. The beauty of his nature, I reckon. The word can also be translated favour or pleasantness. He wants to gaze on the favour of the Lord, gaze on the Lord's pleasantness. Perhaps you'd like to experiment with something that I tried recently. Take a time of prayer, wherever's most meaningful to you. For me, it was out in the woods. Take a time of prayer to go out and meditate on what is beautiful about the Lord. What would that include for you? His holiness is beautiful, isn't it? His mercy, his long-suffering nature, his loving kindness, his integrity, his justice, his completeness, his perfection, his wisdom. I mean, the list goes on. What would you add to that list that you regard as being beautiful about God? In his book, The Possibility of Prayer, John Stark says this: beauty has transformative power. Have you ever noticed that whether it comes from music, a painting, or a face, beauty affects us? It can lighten our faces and cause us to sigh with delight. Just a little bit, it beautifies us. But the beauty of Christ is something more. It comes and completely transforms us all the way down. No one else is like this. No one else has this sort of transformative power in their beauty. Christ's beauty is perfect and eternal, and it's ours to seek and to see. This is what I think David had in mind. Seeking that transformative beauty. The word seek can be translated as plow into. He wants to plow into God. It's not just a surface skimming, it's depth. And that's what's characteristic of discipleship and worship. Discipleship and worship are plowing into who God is, who Christ is. So what are the lessons from this verse? Well, I'd certainly like to know what your thoughts are. But let me give you a couple of thoughts. Firstly, it's understanding that putting our requests to God is right and proper, but the first request above all others is the desire to be with God more than receive things from God. And secondly, when our world is disturbed, like David's was, our priority is to seek and gaze on God more than solve our problems. Well, we'll conclude today's podcast, as we do each time, with the song I wrote, using the words of Psalm 27, verse 4. And I hope they'll help in your own meditation on the meaning of this amazing psalm. Next week, we'll go on to the following verse of the psalm. But in the meantime, please add your comments on this week's topic. Leave your comments publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you have any questions about the Bible you'd like me to look at, please email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And if you'd like a free copy of my book on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for my newsletter, which comes out every week. You can go to my website, malcolmcox.org. If you know anybody that might benefit from this, please pass the link on. But until the next time, I hope and pray that you will find seeking, dwelling, gazing in and with and on the beauty of the Lord to be its own reward, more than anything else that we could want in this world. Until the next time, take care and God bless. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek